There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Washington establishment was shocked at the discovery that Americans don't like the idea of the federal government forcing local governments to provide foreign language ballots. That's one more indication of how out of touch our leaders are with grassroots America. For many months, the establishment had planned a legislative coup to reauthorize the Voting Rights Act for a whopping 25 years. Passage was confidently announced in a bipartisan photo op news conference on the Capitol steps. The media were on board. The president was in sync. No need, the powers that be thought, to have any hearing or public debate. No need even to allow members of Congress to offer amendments to the bill. So the Rules Committee ruled against such impertinence. Representative Steve King of Iowa then got 80 House Republicans to sign his letter demanding deletion of the sections of the requirement for foreign language ballots. The letter said, "The multilingual ballot mandate encourages the linguistic division of our nation and contradicts the melting pot ideal that has made us the most successful multi-ethnic nation on earth." As a result of that letter, the House postponed the vote. The Washington Post described the reaction as a GOP rebellion that surprised people with its intensity. We're not surprised by the intensity, but we are pleasantly encouraged that Republican members had the gumption to stage a rebellion. Those who demand foreign language ballots are really having a petty tantrum, like French President Chirac, who, although he speaks fluent English, deliberately spoke only French in a one-to-one interview with President Bush last year, requiring Bush to have an interpreter. Congress will make a terrible mistake if the leadership doesn't delete the requirement for foreign language ballots from the Voting Rights Act. We don't want to be a bilingual nation.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Would you like to see a united America speaking one language? Should English be designated our only official language? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 and ask for free information on English language. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or on the web, go to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who has known politicians who can have their ear to the ground, their head in the clouds, and still get their foot in their mouth. Gary Brownfield!
Hello there, Gary Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And just a couple of more days, and our good friend and colleague, G.B. Oliver, Paragon Foundation, people going to be here. And yesterday, I took a little jaunt up into the country to get some steaks. I promised Jibby that this would be one of the things that we would do, and I bought a whole bunch of them because we may have some folks come in that would like to see Jibby and visit with him. But the I bought a bunch of the steaks locally. I sure enough didn't go to Walmart to get meat because that's the stuff that they can't sell to anybody else. It goes to Walmart. So I went to a local butcher shop and gave $10 a pound for some, and I really didn't see them, but I know they're good because I know who I'm dealing with. They were all wrapped up, and I just left them wrapped up.
T-bone?
No, they're rib steaks. They're ribeye. They're prime ribeye, except they're not prime like we used to feed cattle to prime. We don't anymore. You can't find long, hard-fed cattle anymore. They don't exist. You know, if they feed them 120 days, they think, oh, these cattle are ready. Well, they are, unless you want a truly prime piece of meat. You've got to get that fat in there to get the flavor, and people say, oh, I don't want that fat meat. Well, that's what's good, for goodness sakes. But anyway, I said, it wasn't frozen. They just cut it, you know, cut it there, and I said, I'm not going to use this until Sunday evening. And, we should have waited and cut. I said, why? Why would you wait? I said, let it age. Let it age a while. You know, you want meat, beef. You eat hog meat. You eat it fresh. You don't want to let pork age. But cattle must age if it's going to be good. And so, anyway, this is going to be good. But the interesting thing was, I said, how long do you let the carcasses hang? Because they do slaughter at this place, too. How long do you let the carcasses hang? And they said, well, this meat, we buy this meat. Really? Where does it come from? Well, we buy it from National Pack, which is one of the, it would be the fourth packing company. There's three that really control everything, and then there's National Pack. But anyway, one of the big packers, of course, was IBP and supposedly sold out to Tyson. And Ben Roberts says Tyson does not own IBP. At least he says if you go to the county, if there's an IBP plant in your county, he says go to the courthouse and see who pays taxes on that, and it will not be Tyson. He said it's not; they're not listed as Tyson where they're recorded at the courthouse. So I don't know. Doesn't make any difference. Tyson claims they own IBP now, which is Iowa Beef Processors. But still, one of the major packing company, and Tyson is having financial problems. And somebody said, well, how in the world could Tyson have financial problems? My gosh, they steal the cattle to start with, and they, you know what the price of meat is. Well, Walmart, and this is what Mike Calicrate tells me, that Walmart, he calls it a stranglehold. He says Walmart has a stranglehold on the packers. See, Walmart is their no doubt biggest buyer of beef. And they just decide what they're going to give, and that's it. And it's kind of interesting to see it. It would be funny if they weren't taking it out on the cattle feeders. Because this is what the packers have done for the last 150 years. They say, hey, well, you know, if you don't sell to us, what are you going to do with it? Okay, so you got to sell. When cattle are ready, you've got to go. And now it's the shoe's on the other foot, and Walmart says, here's what we're going to give for your meat. And if you don't like it, where else are you going to take that much meat? And so, and in the meat business, the old saying is, if you don't sell it, you're going to smell it. And that's pretty much true. Now, today, of course, with the freezing capacity that we have, but even the big packers don't have that kind of freezing capacity, you know. You can only store so much. But anyway, back to this Walmart thing. So they're cutting back on what they give. Now, they don't cut back on what they're charging you, but they cut back on what they're giving the packers for the product. So the only thing the packer can do to keep his more profit margin is to not give as much for the livestock. And here again, we have three. Actually, there's four, but there's three biggies, and then, as I say, the fourth one. But you have basically four companies that are furnishing all of the beef, literally all of the meat, to 300 million people. Isn't that what the, is that what, I think there's around 300 million people here in the United States. That doesn't count the illegal ones. But anyway, what we've done is we've just turned a whole food supply over to these few multinational corporations, and they're running the show. Not only here, the same people are running the show in Australia, and they tell me they're building plants in Brazil and Argentina, going to do the same thing there if they're not already doing it. Anyway, so much for my steaks. I'll tell you Monday, we'll let GB tell you whether they were any good or not. And, you know, he won't lie. He'd say, Brownfield, that was the sorriest piece of meat I ever had. But anyway, let's hope not. If it is, what we'll do is we'll eat geese. Because my heart knows what the wild goose knows. And I must go where the wild goose goes. We'll do that. First this on the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200. or visit the website at www.aaronair.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we have returned. Now, I wasn't kidding about eating these geese. Tell you what, at least here in the state of Missouri, you'll be able to go to a food bank. And they'll give you a wild goose. For whatever it's worth, and I am certainly no goose expert, but I do know that most birds this time of the year go through a molt. Chickens do it. Practically all birds do. And they do it in the heat of the summer. I know we used to have a peacock. We used to have peacocks. And we only had one old big bird. And usually in August, and his tail feathers would start falling out. And we'd go around and pick them up. And they're pretty. Pretty tail feathers. Lost old big bird. Had him for 20-some years. But anyhow, he sat up on top of the house one night during a blizzard and froze to death. But that wasn't my fault. I told him to come down. He just didn't want to do it. Anyhow, this time of the year, the wild geese go through a molt and they can't fly. I'm talking about the Canada geese now. I've been told that I have been misnaming them. You don't say Canadian geese. They are Canada geese. But anyhow, they're pesky things, and the goose pucky's nasty. So this time of the year, they can't fly. So you can round them up. You get them off the lake with a motorboat, and then you cast a net over them. So state officials with the Missouri Department of Conservation are out there rounding up gooses, okay? They say the program helps cities get rid of the beautiful but pesky waterfowl. I don't think they're beautiful. You know, if they were going to have something beautiful, they'd use swans. In Australia, they have wild swans. They're a lot prettier than an old nasty Canadian goose. And they're not nearly as pretty as my old peacock was. So I don't think there's anything beautiful about a Canada goose. But anyhow, the Conservation Department is rounding them up now. They're going to round up 500. Now, they say that that they're doing this because they want the cities to get rid of the beautiful but pesky waterfowl that overtake lakes and parks, leaving piles of undesired and possibly contaminated droppings. I'm surprised that they even admit that they're undesirable and perhaps contaminated. But anyhow, they do that. They're trying to tell the truth here. Then they take them to a processing plant where it is overseen by the Missouri Meat and Poultry Inspection Program. They have inspectors overseeing the dressing of the geese for shipment to food banks around the state. So, my heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Tonight I heard the wild goose cry, winging north in the lonely sky. I tried to sleep, but it weren't no use, 'cause I'm a brother to the old wild goose. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
230 years ago, our country declared its independence from the British Crown. One of the main issues was taxation without representation. Now, Aaron Russo's new film, America, Freedom to Fascism, exposes startling information on taxation, the Federal Reserve System, and the possibility that our children and grandchildren will be microchipped like cattle. Joseph Bannister, a former criminal investigator for the IRS, will tell you his shocking story. Hear what former Congressman Ron Paul says about the coming police state. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans Police Department went from house to house, confiscating firearms from law-abiding citizens just when they needed them the most to protect their property and their very lives. Find out more by going to www.freedomtofascism.com. Then, check the local listings for showings in your area. America, Freedom to Fascism opens Friday, July 28th in theaters near you.
I'll tell you, some of these states are getting plumb serious about this. I have an email here from a listener in Wisconsin. I am in need of help. I live in Wisconsin. Now, see, Wisconsin is one of the states. It was Wisconsin and Texas, and was there another one? I'm not sure. But this is Wisconsin here. Jeff says it's Michigan. I don't know, but this email's from Wisconsin. And I think Wisconsin passed the law. And she says, I am in need of help. By the way, I did get a letter from Michigan, an email, and I called that lady. She called me. We got together anyway, and I sent her a lot of information. She's trying to hold meetings across Michigan like they did in Iowa, trying to get the Farm Bureau there and then get somebody. Now, I don't know whether Ray Cuneo would go up there or not. I mean, he's so busy, he doesn't have time, and he does it on his own. But if you can get somebody to debate about it, I mean, they don't have a debate. They can't answer the questions. When I say they, I'm talking about the Farm Bureau. They're the ones that usually show up at these meetings. It's gotten to the point that the USDA won't even come, and the state agencies won't show up because they know what the questions are going to be. It happens at every meeting. The questions out of the audience are the same, and they, again, meaning the authorities that are pushing animal ID, can't answer them. And then there sits Ray, you know, with all the documents. And after they try to answer him, he said, well, now, look, here's what the document says. Look on page such and such, and this answers your question. Yes. And it's always just opposite of what they've been trying to tell us. But anyhow, here's this lady writes from Wisconsin. I'm in need of help. I live in Wisconsin. And yesterday, the USDA, and I put a question mark by that because I don't know if it was USDA. I bet it wasn't. I'll bet it was the local, you know, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and not the federal department. But anyway, they sent two inspectors out to try and get me to sign a premise registration form. I told them no and to leave. They said it is mandatory, and I told them I didn't care. I was not signing it. I need to know what my rights are, how to fight them, and what to do if they come back. Please help me. Well, there's not a lot that you can do. The blasted law is passed in Wisconsin. So I don't know. In Texas, they could fine her $1,000 a day. Now they say, well, we're not going to do that anymore. We decided that that was too strict, and we're just going to let that. We're just not going to enforce that law. Maybe you're not going to enforce it now, but the law's already on the books. You have to get the law rescinded. The law's on the books. So whatever the law says, that's the law. And even if they're not enforcing it, they could come back year or two later and say, well, look, you owe us $1,000 a day for every day you didn't sign up for the premise. And therefore, we're going to take your farm because the law says that, at least the Texas law says, that they can put a lien on your property if you don't pay your fine. So this is serious business, ladies and gentlemen. And these people are... You know, they're at a loss as to know what to do. Now, on Thursday, that's tomorrow, there's going to be a meeting in Salem, Missouri, on animal ID. Ray Cuneo is going to be there, Bob Parker with Farm Bureau. And Bob Parker, in most of these meetings in Iowa and Illinois, Farm Bureau has been the one that has been wanting this animal ID, and they're the ones that debate for it. Bob Parker is a Farm Bureau member, and he's opposed to it, and he takes the same position that anybody in their right mind would take. At this, hey, this is a tyrannical piece of equipment they're trying to put on us here. Anyway, Russell Budd's going to be there too. That'll be tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at the old City Hall Auditorium there in Salem, Missouri. Now, I'm back to Farm Bureau on this thing, but on July the 6th, 2005, that was a year ago, Missouri Farm Bureau President Charles Cruz submitted the following statements in a letter to the USDA representing the membership of Missouri Farm Bureau. He represents the membership of Missouri Farm Bureau, all right? Here's what he said. We believe mandatory identification program will ultimately be necessary for two primary reasons. A, to effectively control and eradicate animal disease, and B, to meet the demands of domestic and foreign consumers. Two, livestock owners and managers of premises that receive animals should share in the responsibility of ensuring compliance with the National Animal ID Program. We believe some producers would take advantage of it, and it goes on and on and on what they believe. Well, now, that is not what, when you get out and you visit with Farm Bureau members, as Ray has done, and in Iowa and in Illinois, they say, no, this isn't what Farm Bureau believes. Yet the Farm Bureau leadership is out there saying just the opposite. Now, Bob Parker, as I just mentioned, is a Farm Bureau member, and he is adamantly opposed to this thing. And he speaks at these meetings, and he has the documents to back up what he says. He says, I think the statements made by Mr. Cruz, who is the State Farm Bureau president, will be a real shocker to the grassroots membership of Missouri Farm Bureau. As you can see, the leadership of the Farm Bureau has been completely supportive of the national ID behind the scenes. This spring, Leslie Holloway, lobbyist for the Farm Bureau, testified to the House members that the Farm Bureau was opposed to the draft plan and now stands, when she quotes from that, she refuses to put it in writing. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Listen. This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more, and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201, or go online at aaminc.org.
Gold prices jumped 2% higher Tuesday as rising oil prices, a dollar sell-off, and growing conflict in the Mideast prompted safe haven buying by investors. Gold closed up $13 in New York to $646.80 an ounce. Silver closed up 38 cents to $11.66 an ounce. The personal savings rate rose to a negative 1.5% in June, the 15th consecutive month of negative savings. And now this. For years, Swiss America has offered solid reasons for owning gold, like safety, privacy, and proven profit potential. But right now, I want you to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. That spells 800-BUYCOIN to get your assets out of the line of fire by converting some cash into gold. Swiss America will rush out a newsletter and Rule of Gold CD free of charge. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN.
Friends, if you're thinking about putting up a hay shed, storage shed, or workshop, call my friend Lou at Steelspan Buildings, the largest manufacturer of prefabricated Quonset-style buildings in the world. Here are some of my listeners who are now satisfied Steelspan Building customers.
The reason we wanted it is because the sheds we had were too low. We wanted it high enough so we could drive in with a 20-foot header. We've had five wagons that sit in there side by side, and he treated us really good.
Well, it was quite a bit cheaper than the other buildings I priced, about $3,000 or $4,000, in fact, you know.
Friends, it's Lou. Let me prove it to you. I have the best building for your money, plain and simple. Meet me in person August 1st through August 3rd at the Farm World Expo in Terre Haute, Indiana. I'll have some great specials available. Or call me at 800-894-9408. You don't have to be at the show to take advantage. That's August 1st through August 3rd in person at the Farm World Expo in Terre Haute, Indiana. Or call me at 800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, a man who knows that two shots of scotch will make an old pickup ride wonderful. Add $5 per hundred to a load of yearlings and take 5 years off the age of a horse. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Talking about the animal ID here, and the way Farm Bureau has backed this thing from the very beginning, and it comes definitely from the top down to the grassroots, because the grassroots is not in favor of this. And as Bob Parker says, he continues to serve on the Texas-Missouri County. We have a county in Missouri named Texas. Okay, the Texas County Farm Bureau Board. But he believes that if we lose this fight, he says we're going to lose the farm. Now, I keep getting these emails and calls from people out there that are so concerned about this. This is to Derry, from a person that hauls horses. They have a 4-star horse transport company. In other words, they haul horses from racetrack to racetrack or for whatever, you know. I'm sure you can hire them to take a horse anywhere. Okay. She says that they have been hauling for years, and all they haul is microchipped horses. Now, I didn't talk to her, and I don't know whether the company makes them microchip them or not. the hauling company. I could see where they would, because somebody said, well, you know, you got here. Because this is an old trick that was pulled by horse traders years and years ago. Like I said, I grew up in a saddle horse barn, five gated saddle horses and standard bred horses, trotting horses, when they raced horses on a, you know, with sulkies. And this old gentleman told me about how they would take you always had to do it with a bay horse or a black horse, a solid colored horse, that you could easily find a replacement for him. And these people would, and he wrote letters to New York State and Pennsylvania, and people would come out and look at these horses. If you get a horse to trot a mile in 2 minutes, you can go to any state fair in the world and be a winner, or at least you're going to get in the money. You know, the top horses, what did some of those speeds were like 158 or something like that. So they trot for a mile. At 30 miles an hour is what it amounts to, the really, really, really top horses. So they'd get these people out here, and they'd have a track where you could take this horse around. There's a little old quarter-of-a-mile track there at my hometown. Four times around the track was a mile, and they'd have a stopwatch. And, boy, they'd let the guy drive that horse, you know, and he really loved that horse. And they'd give a lot of high dollars for him. And back in those days, there weren't trucks and trailers and four-star horse transport. You took them to the Missouri Pacific Railroad, and you leased a boxcar, and you put him in the boxcar. Then they would get a different horse, and they'd ship it to New York in the boxcar, and they'd make sure that horse didn't arrive in A1 condition, so that the railroad company paid the insurance on the horse. They'd insure him for a lot of money. And the insurance company then would buy the horse, and then they still had their good horse. Now, that couldn't have been done if they were microchipping. You see what I'm saying? And so maybe that's why they microchip these horses today. However, I called my vet, and I said, Doc, I said, you know, when we implant steers with any of the implants, I said, once in a while, we'll mistakenly implant a bull. Well, you can't implant a bull with rail grow and him be a bull. I mean, it's going to mess him up sexually. So we have noticed that we have done that. And before you let him out of the chute, or even as maybe you don't know it till you see him go out of the chute, hey, get him back. We've got to get that out of there. So you get him back in the chute, and you take your little scalpel or a pointed knife like I jabbed in Jeff's hand yesterday. How are you, Jeff? Are you going to survive that?
Your goose is cooked, Derry. I'm recuperating just fine, thank you.
Okay. Why people don't carry their own pocket knives? He wanted me to open a box for him, and I opened it. Let a little blood out, but that was... If you had your own knife, you wouldn't have that problem.
I might have poked you with it.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't going to be helping you. But anyhow, we get this old calf back in the chute, and you cut that out. Well, you know right where you put it in. It's no big deal. You can feel it. It's under the skin. You just rip it open, pop it out, and he goes on, and he never knows he was implanted because he's not anymore. Now, I called my vet, and I said, why can't you change those implants, those microchips, in a horse. A horse has got real thin skin. I mean, you know, an old cow can run through a 5-strand of brand-new barbed wire. Never hurts her at all. A horse can just run past one and get all cut up. I mean, they can get cut up just looking at a barbed wire fence. Their hide isn't very good at all as far as it tears, it cuts. I said, why couldn't you just find that chip? He said, well, it's no bigger than a grain of rice. I said, yeah, but all you'd need is the reader to scan it. You could, if it's in him someplace, just run it all over him. You'll find it, won't you? Yeah, you'd find it. I said, then why couldn't you cut it out and put another chip in there? Well, I guess you could. That was the answer I got from a $100 an hour veterinarian. So it ought to be good. So... Anyhow, I don't know, But anyway, this lady says that they haul these horses, and she says all we haul is microchipped horses, and we've been doing it for years, long before this animal ID thing ever came up. And maybe they do that at the racetracks today. I don't know. Used to, and I'm not a racetrack fan at all, but I've been to the races. And if you go around behind when they're bringing in the horses, like they're going to for the next race, you'll see an inspector raise their lip. And what they're looking at is a tattoo. Now, you can't change that tattoo. A microchip, to me, would be easy to change. That tattoo, you couldn't change. So, I don't know. But they tattoo them inside the lip. And you can just pull that lip apart and look in there, and there's a number. Okay, anyway. And then let's not forget the property rights conference that's coming up this Saturday. By the way, GB will be here in studio live on Friday, so we'll have some fun, and it'll be a good thing. Now, the feds are out there to take all the land they possibly can take from us, and I'm sure this is one of the things that'll be heard Saturday at Kabul, Missouri, at this property rights meeting. But the House approved it. Now, it's not a law. This, the House, has approved a series of bills to protect national forest land, including the designation of new wilderness areas in three western states. The bill would create nearly 670,000 acres of new wilderness. Now, hey, we've got gobs of wilderness already. Here comes another 670,000 acres. It's going to protect 47 miles of wild and scenic rivers in California, Idaho, and Oregon, as well as ban drilling in northern New Mexico. The bill will protect, I like the way they say protect. They don't tell the truth. They ought to say the bill will tie up, eliminate the use of 277,000 acres in California, 315,000 acres in Idaho, 77,200 acres in Oregon. All this adds up to 1,046 square miles of new wilderness, which will be off limits to humans. Now, the news release from Washington doesn't say it's going to be off limits to humans. I added that because I know that's what's going to happen. Now, would you believe that the Senate is going to vote on this? But the House passed this by a unanimous vote. That means 100% of the House members voted for this. I can't believe that's right. I cannot believe Ron Paul voted for it. I just can't believe it. Maybe he wasn't there. I don't know. Maybe they just said it was unanimous and took a voice vote. Anyway, wilderness designation forbids commercial exploration and motorized recreation. And along with this, I get a letter from Mount Ida. Mama writes, an unanimous vote by Congress calling all this heartache and hardship to millions of people in an election year. All of this land removed from public and private use. Not to worry, though, the tourism crowd can still drive by and gawk at it. Not in it, of course. Pity the poor inholders and folks who live on the outskirts of this mess. The Wildlands Project marches on, and with full approval of the Congress of the United States, Republicans and Democrats. But their heart knows what the wild goose knows. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know
to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic.
The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
We have returned. We are back. And I don't think I've given our phone number one time today, and it was not because I don't want any callers. I just talk so fast to say things I haven't thought of yet. So our number is 1-800-973-3779. We do have time for callers if you are interested. And we did get a call during the commercial break. A gentleman just made a very quick comment on the microchipping the horses, and he said probably... Now, my veterinarian should have thought of this, because after all, he charges $100 an hour. He ought to know a lot more than he does. But he said that, you know, you could remove that microchip and replace it. But as the caller said, they probably DNA those horses. I'm talking about high-dollar horses that are on the track, or, you know, the kind that they have insured for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you couldn't change the DNA, that's for sure. So anyway, so much for that. 1936 was the hottest summer on record ever. Now, we're going through a heat wave here in the United States at the present time. It's been to 100 degrees and above here in central Missouri for way over the second week now. I keep a little record of it at home. Used to keep a calendar here. I've kept a calendar every day since 1972 of prices and things like that. And I can go back and tell you, but I usually don't keep record. I don't keep temperatures and this sort of thing unless it's something unusual. If temperature gets over 100, I'll put it down. If temperature gets under zero, I'll put it down. But believe it or not, I can remember 1936. I was born in 32, in January of 32, so I was 4.5 years old. Now, here's a story on the heat wave of 1936. The greatest heat wave since records have been kept in the United States and Canada. At its peak, 100-degree-plus heat covered the Great Plains Midwest, South, and much of the Northeast, as well as provinces in Manitoba and Ontario, Canada. At times, the heat even spread into the Pacific Northwest and Western Canada. But see, it's kind of that way right now. I don't know where it's not hot or has not been hot. And let's remember, 1936, there was no air conditioning. I mean, air conditioning was just not even thought of. A few movie theaters and some places like that may have air conditioning. But it wasn't what we have today at all. It was done with water, and it wasn't nothing like what we have today. Anyway, they tell us 5,000 people died from the effects of heat in the United States during the summer of 36. The heat was especially deadly in the large Midwestern cities like St. Louis, Minneapolis, and Detroit. A death toll of 780 in Canada. Then the writer of this article says, my parents, who are in their late 70s, still mention the heat wave. Well, I'm in my early 70s, and I can still mention the heat wave. And when we come back, we've got kind of some interesting information on what some of those records were. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Quicken Loans knows when your mortgage payment is too big, it follows you everywhere.
Hey, guys, where are we going?
Hi, Big Mortgage.
Dad and I are going car shopping.
Not without me.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
A mortgage payment that's too big can drive every financial decision you make.
Scooch over, little man. The Big Mortgage is your dad's constant companion.
Dad, the Big Mortgage is squishing me.
I'd really like to get a bigger car.
The Big Moo says no.
Don't let your big mortgage payment push you around. Pick up the phone and let Quicken Loans show you how to lower your payment up to 33%. That's a third off your payment. Call 800-221-7188. Quicken Loans makes it fast and easy to say goodbye to your big mortgage payment.
You're not the boss of us.
R2.
Or not.
R2.
Or not.
R2.
Am I going to have to separate you two?
Call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188 today. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188.
Now, back to 1936, it was a hot summer. It was set all kind of records, and like I said, I was 4.5 years old. And believe it or not, I remember this very vividly, because my father passed away in 1934, and my mother and I moved in with her parents. And we were living there with my grandmother, and she raised chickens. And the chickens were out under a lilac bush. I can see those things now. They were fine-sized chickens. And they'd stand there with their wings spread out and their mouths open trying to get their breath because it was so hot. And she could tell when one was going to literally croak. Before it had a chance to die, she'd run out there and pull its little head off, and that's what we had for supper that night. But anyway, here's on July the 5th, 1936, in Gand Valley, South Dakota, it was 120 degrees. July the 6th, Minnesota, in Moorhead, 114 degrees. North Dakota that day, 121 degrees. Bismarck, North Dakota, 114. Fargo was also 114. Aberdeen, South Dakota, 115. July the 9th, New York City, it was 106 in Central Park. I'm just looking for some of the higher ones. They're all over the country like this, but I'm picking out the higher ones for each day. July the 10th, Martinsburg, West Virginia, 112. July the 11th, Manitoba, Canada, 112. July the 13th, Wisconsin, Dales. At the Dales, it was 114. In Indiana, in Collegeville, Indiana, it was 116. July the 15th, Peoria, Illinois was 113. Quincy was 114. Kirksville, Missouri was 113. July the 16th, Mobridge, South Dakota, 116. Norfolk, Nebraska, 116. July 24th, Kansas, 121. In Alton, Kansas, Grand Island, Nebraska, 117. This goes on, clear on up through August. The last one I see is August the 14th, Kansas City, Missouri, 113. LeGrand is on the air with us today. He just called in from Iowa, and you remember that, LeGrand. Hi.
Yes, sir, Derry. I remember that. We had 113 here, and for 2 weeks it never got below 107. And we went to the basement, and we did everything you could to keep cool. We had a well, and we'd throw water on the house to cool the house down. And we'd do everything we could like that to keep cool. And there's something else I would like to say. This also includes 1934. We had a first drought in 34. I don't know whether you remember that or not.
I was just two. How old were you in 34?
I had just turned 18.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you've been around a while.
Yeah, December will make me nonagenarian. You know what that is?
No,
well, big 9-0 plus.
Okay, all right. Hey, just hang in there because we just lost one of my neighbors this year, and we buried him on his 102nd birthday.
Oh, he was
still navigating pretty well at the time.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. But anyhow, I wanted to tell you about 34 and 36. 34 was a drought, and it pretty well used up any feed that was around. And 36, it was so dry, and we had dust storms, if you remember. And the grasshoppers chewed on the wood fence post, and the farmers dug a little trench around their field and put motor oil in it to keep the chinch bugs out. And there was no feed for the cattle, and I worked for Morrell at that time, and they bring the hogs in and the pigs, little pigs, and they touch them on the head with a prod and drop them in the tank. There was no food, and they butchered the big animal. And the cattle, now you ain't going to believe this, but I'm telling you how it was, because I was there. If I wasn't there,
Hey, very quickly, we're going to run out of time.
Okay, real quick. They dug a trench out along the railroad tracks, drove the cattle in there, shot them, and carted them over. Now, that's how bad it was.
And we're out of time. We're going to turn the program over to Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy Trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.